We are today introducing bipartisan legislation called the Affirm Act, assisting family farmers through crop insurance reform measures. We feel that the current version of the Farm Bill being worked on is in need of improvement. That's what our legislation calls for, by reforming the current proposal of the crop insurance program so it is more fiscally responsible, so it is more conducive to the needs of family farmers, not just in Wisconsin, but throughout the country. So it puts some additional risk back into farming practices, because our fear is that by loading up the current crop insurance program the way it is right now, it is virtually taking all risk out of planting decisions, which will leave the taxpayers on the hook, which will distort the market, and which could potentially get us into trouble through WTO violations in the future. But crop insurance does play an important role in protecting farmers from losses caused by natural disasters and price declines, and it has become one of the most important programs in the safety net for farmers. But unlike other farm programs, the current crop insurance program does not limit the taxpayer subsidies that a producer can receive. Without subsidy limits, a small number of farmers receive a tremendous share of the taxpayer premium subsidies. For instance, based on recent data, today the top 4% of farmers account for almost one-third of all taxpayer premium subsidies. The top 10% receive over 54% of all premium subsidies. And in addition, taxpayer premium subsidies, which averaged 62% in 2011 alone, has grown substantially from 2000. So it's critical that the taxpayer-provided funds are spent as economically as possible, given the large budget deficits that we face. Limits on taxpayer subsidies for producers present an opportunity to save billions of dollars without compromising the safety net. Now, let me just quickly tell you what the Affirm Act specifically does. And based on preliminary cost factor, this could potentially save over $11 billion over the next 10 years under the Farm Bill. First and foremost, it will limit federal crop insurance subsidies to $40,000 per farmer. Right now, there is no cap on how much a farmer can receive in taxpayer subsidies. That's $40,000 per farmer per year. It would extend the adjusted gross income limit of $250,000 to the crop insurance program. $250,000 AGI is profit, $250,000, and other programs are subjected to that. We're saying the crop insurance should as well. It promotes crop insurance company efficiency by ending the 100% government subsidies of administration and operation costs. It would bring the A&O costs in line with what the Obama administration is calling for, which is at $900 million, which that alone would save over $3.4 billion over the next 10 years. It guarantees that crop insurance companies do not pass along the riskiest policies to the taxpayers. We feel that crop insurance companies should also be have some skin in the game. And it also lowers the profit guaranteed to these insurance companies by the government to 12% from the current 14% level. Again, that is consistent with what the administration is calling for. And then finally, it's promoting more transparency and also stepped up oversight in order to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse in the crop insurance program out in the field. So that is, in essence, what our Affirm Act would do. It would place some limits on the taxpayer premium subsidies that go to farmers, again, limiting it to $40,000 per farmer per year. It applies the AGI test under the crop insurance program, too. And it also pulls back a little bit the excessive profits that these crop insurance companies have been guaranteed with virtually no risk in the game at all. And again, based on preliminary scoring of our legislation, it could save over $11 billion over the next 10 years. And we have a nice bipartisan group of members who are sponsoring the Affirm Act being introduced today, and it spans the political spectrum from someone like Jim McGovern in Massachusetts to Jim Sensenbrenner in Wisconsin. So I would anticipate growing support for this. We hope to be able to introduce this in the form of an amendment when or if the Farm Bill does come to the full floor for consideration. And I believe, as Representative Petri does, that there are areas of reform, sensible reform, that can continue to provide help to family farmers throughout the country when they need it, but in a more fiscally responsible manner to the taxpayers of this country.